a proper day today for the happiest place on earth.
I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. Blues, women, and blues. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. I'm an asshole.
Hey, folks, I'm here at in Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland, of course, one of the areas in Disneyland. And while Sarah and Alyssa are doing a ride, I actually ran into a buddy of mine who's local here in Orange County. And I thought, you know what? He's an interesting dude, man. Let's record a little podcast to kill the time while my daughter is checking out Buzz Lightyear. So I'm here with Joe Cupid. Joe Cupid is a professional cosplayer. I'm really interested in people who do cosplay and how they get into it, and then of course what drives them. And so Joe is meeting me here at Disney because you're also a big fan of Disney, am I right?
That is correct.
So what do you like most about Disney?
Most about Disney, I just enjoy what's fun that I like.
Yeah. When you come to Disney, where do you spend the majority of your time?
I am mostly at Disney California Adventure at the Avengers campus most times, especially in the mornings.
To be honest, I mean, I want to go to Avengers campus as well, but my kid has never been to Disney before, so I figured she had to see like the Small World and Snow White's castle and all that, you know. But I'll have to save the Marvel superheroes for my next visit, you know. How'd you get into cosplay?
Cosplay, it's just something. It's like this hobby just got me thinking of trying out what kind of character I like. Feels like it kind of do feel like I'm portraying a character, I guess.
Yeah, I know you like being a character, but what originally got you into it? I mean, not everybody puts on a costume and pretends to be a character, you know?
My first convention was at WonderCon. I technically dressed up for my first time as a Power Ranger, which is the Red Ranger, to be honest.
So, and how long ago was that?
Since 2018.
So you've been doing cosplay for like 4 years or so, is that it?
Well, I mean, WonderCon was my first convention that's public. And then my second convention was Power Morphic Con, which is a Power Ranger convention. That's where I dressed up as the Green Ranger as well.
So they actually have an entire convention just for nothing but Power Ranger fans?
Well, that convention pretty much is a Power Ranger convention for most Power Ranger fans.
Wow. I didn't realize it was enough. Does anybody dress up as like the Saban character creatures, you know, like Rita and all those?
I've seen some cosplayers dress up as the villains.
Yeah.
But to be honest, if I did want to dress up as one of the villains, I would be either Lord Zedd or Goldar somehow.
You gotta have your exposed brain if you're gonna be Lord Zedd. And that's a tough one to pull off for a lot of people. But you know, I think you can do it. I think you got some, you know, you can access his skull.
Yeah.
Hey, so you mentioned something that I thought was kind of interesting. You were saying that your first convention that was public was WonderCon. So does that imply that there are private conventions?
Pretty much a small convention that is kind of private. However, I did go to one before. It was in a college somehow called TitanCon, but it was just temporary.
Uh-huh. And where is WonderCon held?
WonderCon is held in the Anaheim Convention Center.
Okay, so that's a Southern California thing. You ever gone to Comic-Con in San Diego?
I have not gone to Comic-Con, but I would want to go someday.
Yeah.
If I would go with some friends of mine.
We got to get you to Comic-Con. We got to get you and like five other people to be the Power... Is it five Power Rangers or six Power... Six Power Rangers. I forget the team. How big is the team?
It's pretty much six.
Six Power Rangers. So we got to get you and five other people to head down to San Diego to be the Power Rangers. I heard that Rita Repulsa is down there. She's you know, causing some trouble. Yeah, I think she's going to do. She's going to take a monster and make it giant. And you guys are going to have to power up and become a Megazord.
So. I think that's what we need.
San Diego needs more giant monsters, apparently.
we pretty much need more Rangers more than a monster.
That's true.
We do. We need a lot of Rangers. So, Joe, you've been doing cosplay for about 4 years, and you prefer the Power Rangers. I've also seen you post on the internet pictures of you in Spider-Man costumes and Captain America. What draws you though to all these different costumes?
More like the MCU type of universe I've been mostly doing around these times. But with my Quantum suit cosplay, I don't just have my calf shield. I also have my mighty hammer Mjolnir.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that you said that right too, because I'm kind of a comic book nerd and I could never pronounce Mjolnir, Thor's hammer. But you said that like a pro. Do you practice that word?
I actually knew that word since I've seen the movie Thor since a long time.
Let me ask you this: Did you grow up a comic book geek? Because I'll tell you a little bit about my past. A lot of people who follow me now and they know me through social media and my writing and stuff like that, they don't know this about me. But when I grew up, I had three interests. They were comic books, Dungeons and Dragons, and video games, and that was it. And then at some point, I found girls. I was a comic book nerd, and I still have a whole bunch of comic books at home. Is that kind of how you grew up as well?
I grew up a little bit of comic, but I mostly grew up watching the Power Rangers on TV at most times.
So you were really influenced by the Power Rangers then, huh?
Oh, yeah, back in the days, especially when back in the days when we always imitated all the other characters. What the heck is all that? That brings up the nostalgia, to be honest.
Yeah, who is your favorite Ranger, the original crew? Who is your favorite Ranger?
My favorite is, I'm going to go with Tommy.
Tommy. I've actually seen the actor that played Tommy when I used to live in Los Angeles, but I met personally... and now I forget his name, so maybe you know it. The actor who played the original Black Ranger. Do you remember his name?
Oh, yes. His name is Walter Emmanuel Jones.
That's right. I met him one night at a nightclub. He was dating a friend of mine.
Oh, you met Zach Man, I guess. Zach Man.
Zach Man? Is that the new one? Or which one's Zach Man?
He's the Black Power Ranger.
That was his character's name.
I mean, Zach is his actual character, but then some people call him Zach Man in the show.
You do realize that the show looks like it's like basically they took like Japanese footage and then spliced in American actors.
It's because it's based on a Japanese series called The Super Sentai.
Uh-huh.
That's why there's a lot of Japanese footage that's like cut off.
Have you ever watched the original Japanese version of the Power Rangers?
I only watched some of it. It looks a little bloody, I guess, just when they're not in their suits. But yeah, I've seen it.
Like bloody, like there's actual blood, and I mean, is it more like it's less more for adults, less for children, or
kind of like that, I guess. Not as much, but there are some scenes where certain the characters get a little wounded.
Yeah.
There's like a little blood is like dripping out.
I never knew that. I never knew the Power Rangers had gore. That's pretty cool.
The Sentai series, actually. Yeah.
So it's not actually the Power Rangers, but the material that it's based on, right?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. What about Bulk and Skull?
Those guys are hilarious, to be honest. But especially what I like about them, Skull gives me the laughter. What, I don't know what to say, but why is he always falling in love with Kimberly?
Yeah. I feel like I could do good cosplay as Bulk. I don't know. What do you think?
Don't answer that.
The guy's name is Bulk. Are there Japanese versions of Bulk and Skull?
They do not have a Japanese version of Bulk and Skull.
That's what I figured. I figured that was like a uniquely American contribution to the show. You know, I don't think that Bulk and Skull exist in a Japanese Sentai world. I think that the cosplay world is kind of fascinating, actually. Yeah, who doesn't want to be somebody else once in a while, you know? Do you do a lot of entertaining gigs with where you're actually a performer as a cosplayer?
At the moment, I don't, but I do certain videos of me on my TikTok and Reels. But also, I take selfie shoots, and then I make photo edits out of them.
So you're Joe Cupid, and I think your handle online is Joe Cupid Power Ranger, right? Something like that?
That is correct. I am known as Joe Cupid Power Ranger on both Facebook and Instagram and TikTok.
There you go. And you can see this man dance around in different types of pajamas on he's gave me the look. Oh man, do that look again for the camera. But they're pajamas, come on. No, where do you get your costumes from?
Most of them are gifted costumes, but some I did buy on my own.
Yeah. And they are store-bought costumes, or do you put some work into them?
They're just bought.
Okay. We have a mutual friend, a woman named Terry, who parades around Texas in a Wonder Woman outfit, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about our queen.
Terry is a wonderful person, and that's how we met each other. You want to give her a little shout out? Because she'll watch this, of course she will.
Well, our queen, DSW Wonder Woman, and now it's been months since we met in person, but I want to give you a big shout out, and just I want to thank you for being such a great friend of mine since the beginning. You are the best, our queen.
Is this your first podcast interview?
This is my first podcast with you. I've done another podcast in WonderCon since.
So I was just curious. I got the sense that this might be your first podcast.
I kind of feel like it is.
I'll tell you, you're nailing it. Like, this is like, you're doing it. You're killing it, man. You're really like, this is, you're the ultimate podcast guest. You really are. This is good stuff. Joe, you're a good guy. You're a really nice guy. I just met you in person, but I get the impression through your online presence that you're a really nice guy. And I appreciate you meeting me here in the middle of Disneyland, the happiest place on earth.
Well, let me tell you, Dr. Brian King, you're always welcome to come here in SoCo anytime soon.
Thank you, appreciate it. You come here a lot, right? How often do you come to Disneyland?
Pretty much I come here every Monday, but it also depends on the days that are available, that are available to reserve. But most of the time I am at Disney California Adventure.
Yeah. Are you a Star Wars fan?
I'm not much of a Star Wars fan, but I do like the universe, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, we're going to check out Galaxy Edge in a little while, introduce my daughter to it. I really appreciate you being on my podcast. Thank you so much. And, you know, this might be a quick one, but, you know, we're having a good time. I paid $150 per person to come to this park. So, of course, it's going to be a short podcast. I got to get going. I got some rides to stand in line for. This has been another episode of On the Road with Dr. Brian. Thank you for watching or listening. Podcast people, I don't want to leave you out, but I am making a video, just so you know. So, anyways, thanks for listening. Bye-bye. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. Blues, women, and blues. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. I'm an asshole. So, what's your favorite ride here at Disney?
Favorite ride here at Disney? To be honest, I have to go with Star Tours.
Dude, Star Tours is the bomb. Totally went on it. R2-D2 is in there, C-3PO. It was cool. Very cool. Yeah?
I like Star Tours.
You like Star Tours too?
Yeah.
Excellent.